USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Aurora, Colorado Police Department announced that one of the officers involved in photographs currently being investigated by their department has resigned. The unreleased photographs show officers near where Elijah McClain was killed, reenacting the hold that preceded his death. In response to inquiries, Jaron Jones, hired October 31st, 2016, tendered his resignation in a note from the department. Three officers have been placed on administrative leave while those photos are being investigated. The department's interim police chief, Vanessa Wilson, promised to release the results of a full investigation as promptly as possible. McClain was killed last August after one of the three officers present saw McClain reaching for one of their guns. An officer put him in a chokehold and he fell unconscious. Although he regained consciousness, he was later sedated and eventually suffered cardiac arrest that led to the loss of blood flow to the brain. He died 3 days later. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
In an attempt to curb the rising number of coronavirus cases in southern Florida, Miami-Dade County will impose a curfew beginning at 10 o'clock on Friday. The announcement about the curfew by Mayor Carlos Jimenez came the same day as health officials reported more than 10,000 new cases statewide, a new record high, adding that the nightly restriction would be in place until further notice. City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 election, a survey of religious voters is showing a decline in support for the president, and USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
John Clemens, USA Radio News.
A California bill aims to change working conditions for warehouse workers who have come under increased scrutiny from major retailers that track their every move. The bill, AB 3056, aims to ensure that workers are not penalized for time spent on personal hygiene, such as hand washing or using the restroom. Many workers say automated monitoring systems warn management if they spend too much time off their task. The bill would apply to warehouse workers for Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other large retailers across California, which has the most warehouses of any state, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The bill would ensure that warehouse workers are paid overtime if they are compelled to work beyond their prescribed quota in a given day. For USA Radio News, I'm John.